Iraq has 112 billion barrels in oil reserves, but the oil is not reaching Iraqis or anyone else in the world. Looting and sabotage have kept production to a trickle, and many refineries are struggling to return to pre-war levels. Here to speak about the challenges facing the Iraqi oil industry is Jamal Qureshi, an analyst at the Markets and Countries Group at PFC Energy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The war ended 3 months ago. Why has it been so difficult to get the industry back on its feet?
Well, there's been a huge problem with looting, as you mentioned. A lot of very large capital equipment has been destroyed, hauled off, sometimes just melted for scrap metal, things like that. There's also been sabotage, especially up north in some of the key facilities there. Bombs have hit key pipelines in many cases. All these things, together with the general sense of lawlessness, have contributed to keeping the industry essentially stuck for a while.
And then we had bad news again today. Iraq's main southern oil refinery abruptly halted production because of power failures. And the Sole export terminal also closed because of a lack of power at the pumping stations.
Mm-hmm. Power failures are a large part of the problem. When the looters have hit things, they have hit very often the power infrastructure as well. That refinery down south has, and all the refineries actually, have been struggling with power as an issue for quite some time. They go down for a few days at a time, sometimes simply because they've lost power. This looks like it may be a little bit more serious, but it is part of an ongoing problem.
The manager there said he plans to replace an outdated turbine, but he doesn't know when they'll start pumping again. Was this somewhat surprising that Iraq, one of the world's largest producers of oil, was still using such outdated equipment?
Not at all. Especially over the last decade, there simply has not been the funds available to reinvest in the industry. In a lot of senses, this industry should not have been able to have continued at the levels it did over the past decade. A lot can be chalked up to the ingenuity of a lot of hardworking and very nationalistic Iraqi engineers and oil workers who've done an incredible job over the past decade in very difficult circumstances. Things were very much running on bubblegum and shoestring, so to speak.
And another challenge that's evident in the South, this concept, I guess, of an export bottleneck. You see that there at the port of Umm Qasr, where they've already stopped unloading gas imports because of some rather nasty accidents. They were using, I guess, a rather crude method for trying to offload the petrol.
Yeah, some of the questions that people had going in were what were the level of safety standards that were going to be enforced in Iraq now that you had a lot of American contractors there working and such. Safety has been very lax for a very long time. Some of the contractors have not been very comfortable with that, very clearly.
Is this challenge greater than they envisioned? Is this an example of something that in post-war planning, did they ever imagine that it might be this difficult?
The post-war planning was much more for if the wells were blown up. That obviously did not happen, at least not to any great extent, only a handful. This level of problems was not seen largely because the level of looting was not anticipated, which has been absolutely massive. I mean, things have been stolen that you don't just go in there with a wrench, you need to bring in a crane. And so this has created a large number of problems that I don't think were fully anticipated.
How important is getting Iraq's oil production up and running smoothly? How important is that to the sort of resurrection of Iraq's economy and bringing stability back to the country?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. It is essentially the entire economy. Nothing runs without it at this stage. It is the source of state revenue for all intents and purposes for the time being.
Jamal Qureshi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Jamal Qureshi is an analyst at the Markets and Countries Group at PFC Energy, and he was speaking to us about Iraq's oil industry.